The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm a killer with the first verse.
The
and I'm a bury him with the second.
The champ is here.
Watch.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play and see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm a dick to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall down and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we all set. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play and sing.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play and sing.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Oh, fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Healers MP, Dr. Phil couldn't fix them. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. I 2012 the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't probable. Blindly, blindly, I'm popping where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like the underdog, boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
Hey, welcome to the grind, man. Blog Talk Radio at its finest, man. You're on live here on grind101.com, guys. BlogTalkRadio.com/the www.blogtalkradio.com/the grind101. I always jack that up. But nonetheless, man, welcome to the grind, the realest show ever. The show where we're going to have some unscripted conversation. The show where we're going to absolutely bridge some gaps, man. We're dedicated to doing that most definitely. So share this out. Share this out. We're going to cover some stuff today, man, that's going to help somebody out. And you're going to be able to walk away from this show a better person today, right? So share this out, guys. And we're going to get started here in just a moment. As soon as my amazing co-host joins me, we'll be able to get out of here, guys, and get started, right? So let's get going.
Yeah. Friday night breeze repeat. Found by leaps and soul to reach my soul to keep. The passion deep and filled with heat. Living this life on the hustle, I barely get enough time. You know me from the platinum, how I stack them and shine. You see a lot of contenders, they try to end up in my world. A reputation known as the untouchable girl. I'm moving on and now I'm trying to make a change in my ways. Be the best that I can be to last me all of my days. Now we can blaze pathways or just take our time. Better holler if you hear me, cause left eye gon' shine. My eyes don't lie, see how they glisten when you pass me by. You and I don't need permission to be unified. Surely I've been seen and heard of many places. Then I traveled around the world, see many faces. Don't let another one get near me if you wanna be true. And show me that nobody else can do it better than you. So if you're serious, I'm curious to see what you got. My love is serious cause I believe in blowing up spots.
Pipeline between us and God. You know what? Am I not being the person that has to have written for them?
trying to say from right here, all
right?
Right. And if you practice
knock people
that,
like that.
No, you can't knock people like
because
that.
If
you know,
knocking people like that, he's
yeah.
be knocking me.
I would be knocking her.
All
Pam
day,
is
all
just
day
learning.
Because I
yeah,
was
he's
that
just learning to be unscripted.
No,
but
not
it's nothing
just
wrong
learning.
With being scripted.
Well, with the grind, because I was like, okay, we need to have, and I had a little bit of emerald in me. When it came time to the grind, you know, where I wanted, okay, I need to know. We need to just write this down. What we talking about? Okay, let me find some bullet points. This and that. He's like, no. Okay, that's how I started out for real a long time ago when I started to speak about all the different topics. I literally would have to have everything written down, even to the point that when we first joined TLC, oh, my goodness, don't have me do a presentation and I left my laptop or my iPad somewhere because
right.
I was like, ooh, what am I going to say? Because I had it, and I literally learned that thing so robotic to where nobody would ever have known that I was reading, but I would say the same thing at the same time at the same point because I literally had this, I felt, and that was that fear.
Right.
That literally
fear.
Was that fear of the unknown. And
but let's talk about that a little bit because one of the things we want to touch on today is confidence. We want to talk about confidence,
right.
Not just in yourself, but who should you have confidence in your life, you know, just in general to help you move along from level to level. So Pam said it was fear to attack confidence. A lot of people aren't confident about themselves because they don't feel they know enough about X, Y, or Z, so they lose confidence because they're in certain situations. You may be in put in a certain situation. You may be like some people trying to build a business or in a certain situation trying to figure it out. And you think you need to know everything about it. So you lose a little confidence. And not only that, you may lose a little confidence because the people around you may know, you feel they know more than you. You may feel that they've been there longer than you. You may feel they dress better than you. They may drive a better car than you. You lose confidence because you're around people like that. And we're here to tell you is that that's the moment when you need to have the most confidence in yourself.
Right. And I believe that, you know, it's those thoughts and those opinions that we allow to creep inside our heads that end up taking off our game. And I have confidence that we need to have ourselves, and I can definitely talk on this subject all day long because I was the one who lacked so much confidence in myself. And again, it was the thoughts that I allowed to creep into my head to not really understand.
Like what? I want to hear some of those thoughts because I got.
Yes, I mean, you just mentioned some of them.
Yeah,
like, I can't do that.
They're not gonna. They're not gonna like what I say.
Right, they're not gonna like what I say. What are they gonna think about me? Right. You know what? I can't even pronounce those words like that. You know, I'm going to forget this. You know, all kinds of things start to creep into your head to where you feel like, okay, you know, well, you know what, that it happened for them, but it can't happen for me. Or, you know, I'm just afraid. I'm shy. And so all kinds of thoughts begin to come into your head. But you know what? Where confidence comes from is when you go all in and you go all out, whether it's building you, right, and your belief in you, or whether it's building a business, your belief in business, because everything starts with belief. And once you begin to believe, and the only way for you to believe is to have that confidence is where you really don't care what other people think. You really don't care what the thoughts and opinions of others are. You really don't now get yourself to the point that we're not allowing these thoughts to come in because you're confident because you have to go all in. You have to completely dive into whatever it is that you want to create success in. And so the more that you plug into it, the more you plug you up and realize that you are the source and that you've got the power within in order to flow anything that you put your hands to. And it's because it's a daily thing.
It's an everyday thing.
Anything that you have step in,
right,
you're not going to be confident. And so along the way, as I was half stepping, wanted to believe that I was going to win at something that industry that I wanted to win in, and I was half stepping, I could never really go and become the person I needed to become. When I decided to half-step, when I decided to go all in, when I decided to not worry about all the people that were joining and were quitting, or all the people that told me no, and all the people that were looking to the left and looking to the right, but I was trying to focus. When I got myself to the point of understanding that the power was within me, and my success was not dependent upon anybody else but me, that's when my confidence had to grow, join the team, but to get in the game, to listen, to pay attention, to not think that I was the end all, right? Eligible, teachable, all that good stuff. That's when the game began to change.
That's a lot.
Woo! I'm just Thursday morning. Yes.
So let's back up a little bit. Let's back up a little bit. You know, said a lot, and I want to make sure everybody understands that we're not just throwing words out there. It's real.
Right.
When you don't have confidence. I get that, because
it is.
There are certain situations that I find myself in. Sometimes I get a little anxiety, you know. I get butterflies every time before I do this show.
Right.
But butterflies and anxiety, I think, are different.
Right.
Right? That's how I feel about it. Butterflies are humility. You still have humility. You get butterflies. You want to make sure you do a good job. You want to make sure you give good
Always.
Content. But anxiety is a thing that you conquer based on your growth.
Right.
Right. As you grow, Pam said when she knew that she had to become the person that she needed to become. Now, I want to put the disclaimer on this show. Okay, we're talking about confidence, and we are talking about starting where you are with what you have, as we always say.
Absolutely.
Because where you are and what you have is enough. But it's enough to get you started. It's not enough to carry you from level to
right,
level.
Right.
So what does that really, really mean? That means that if you're gonna tap into confidence and your true fearlessness, yeah, you got enough to get you started, okay? It's like a dollar worth of gas and you're gonna get you to the corner, you know, and back. You're gonna be able to get to the corner, but you're not gonna be able to get back. Right? So how do you build enough confidence in yourself to actually move from level to level? And we want to put this disclaimer on this show. We're not giving anybody blind access to just be rapid.
Right.
Okay. We're not giving whatever you can look that up. You can whatever you call ratchet. I know what I call it. I call it a lack of growth. Okay. But whatever your definition of it is, it's not. We're not giving you the green light to just say, you know what? You know, they said I got to be confident in who I am, and I got to be confident in what I have, and just go with it. No, you have that gets you started. That's the punch in the face that Pam
right.
always talks about with fear.
Right.
Right, you punch fear in the face. You say, you know what? I don't care how I sound. I don't care if my voice is squeaky.
Right.
I don't care if you know. I all of a sudden I start shaking. I don't care
right.
if I start sweating. I'm gonna punch fear in the face, and I'm just gonna move forward no matter what.
Right.
And when you do that for the first two or three times, you start to want to grow.
Right.
Yeah, you start to want to move forward. You're moving forward now. You're moving forward now. I believe that success is most certainly not a straight road, right?
No.
But I truly believe that success is a gradual intake, right? With some speed bumps, and there are some inclines that you're going to be able to go through. But that's all dependent upon how fast you want to move. So it's a gradual. It's an incline. It's a constant moving forward. You're winding up, but you're constantly going up. But if you're constantly sitting here saying what I have right now, I know that, you know, I don't have this, I don't have that, I need to get this. You got to write that list down and figure out what you need to get where you need to be. Yeah, do you need to be articulate? Yeah, you need to be able to speak. You need to be able to do certain things where people can understand you. You need to be, let me put it this way. You don't have to sound like anybody specific. Sound like yourself.
Right.
Right. But you need to be an effective communicator. Right.
And
when you learn how to become an effective communicator is you know what you're talking about. Right. That's A. You know what you're talking about. It's you practice and you have. Here's the thing about your let's touch on the voice thing, because your voice, you've heard your voice all of your life.
Right.
You're the first person to hear everything you say. So it's automatically going to sound as if it's commonplace to you. Like I sound funny. No, you don't sound funny. You sound like you. And when people that need to hear what you say hear you, they hear you. They have not heard you all of their life.
Right. That's good. No, that's real good. And the more that you speak, the more that you do, the more that you become, the more confident
right.
you are. And it's the difference between confidence and cockiness. So you gotta make sure that
right.
in confidence there's humility, you know, because you're understanding that it's a process. You're embracing the fact that it's called growth, that you have to get up every day and do something in order to become the person really that you're looking for. That we talk about all the time. A lot of that stuff is cliche, but it's for real. you know, and the more that you do, the more that you practice, the more that you work on you. And I heard it said that practice, when we get up and we practice every day and we grow, it's like controlled failure. And many times we're afraid to fail in life, but we can't be afraid to fail because of the fact that it's the failures that we go through as we're building that confidence in us, right? We're becoming, we're doing, we're believing more, we're plugging in, we're going all in, we're falling down, but we're getting back up. You know, it's those failures that help us to become the confident person that we need to be in order to be successful in the thing, whatever it is that we put our hands to that we want to be successful in. So once I began to realize that, and I got myself to the point where I wasn't afraid to fail, because we had failed over and over and over and over again. I wasn't afraid to get up and stutter. I wasn't afraid to get up and shake like a leaf. And I can remember doing that. And I used to get off and I used to beat myself up like, dang. You know,
because
oh my God,
terrible.
I sounded terrible.
They heard my voice shaking.
They heard me shaking. They saw me sweating. They saw all kinds of stuff. But you know what? The more I did it, the more I got myself to the point to where I was shaking a little bit less. Okay, I started to breathe a little bit more. Right, and I remember I could do a whole presentation and didn't take two breaths for
right.
real. All right,
literally.
Okay,
you
can I breathe? Well, you get your ass out, lady. Okay.
I'd be over there holding my breath. I'd be like,
right. He's breathing for me. You
know, what's going on?
But it was my process and what I had to deal with in order to grow.
Right.
But I didn't allow it to stop me. And many times that's what ends up happening in life is we don't go through our process and we don't know that we're growing in the midst of the things that we're doing, even though we feel like we're failing, we're growing, we're becoming, we never fail. We learn. Right. If you don't grow, you don't grow. You're not gonna go anywhere. I like that.
You're not gonna go anywhere.
To you absolutely could go. We have unlimited potential. And when we realize that we all have unlimited potential and we are the ones that put the limits on ourselves by having a lack of confidence in us, not believing in us, feeling like we lack certain things, but God has given us all that we need in order to accomplish whatever goal, whatever vision he's given us for our life, we got it all. But the problem is we allow a lack of belief, a lack of confidence in ourselves and the things that we are capable of doing, and then we end up stopping ourselves and we stay right in that same position, starting every year over, and the same thing, like the little hamster on the wheel, going round in circles, and you look up, and you're 50 years old, and you're like, what in the heck did I do for the last 50 years?
Right. So let's slap some.
That's what happened to me.
Let's slap some practical.
And I'm like, no longer.
Let's slap some practical longer, all right?
Right.
Because, you know, we want this to be a long show today.
I have an appointment.
Let's slap some practical longer, because, you know, everybody has heard about confidence. You've heard about fear.
Right.
It's hard to punch it in the face because you don't know what's going to happen
right.
when you start punching it in the face, and that's where the lack of confidence comes from. And, you know, now that you're all revved up, you have your engine all revved up, and now you're ready to go and do something. Now, some of you have said at this point, some of you on this show, watching this show and listening to the show, you've already said that I'm going to punch fear in the face. And as a matter of fact, you just punched fear in the face. You just sat up at the edge of your seat and you made a commitment to say, you know what, I'm gonna do this, this, and this. Now you're right at the bridge, right? And now we talked about the action that it takes to act on it, right? Because the first action that you took was to say, I'm gonna do this. That's the verbal, that's the mental. You just revved up the gas, right? And you got to the finish, you got to the start line. And now that you're at the start line, the question is, will you press the gas? Because when you start to press the gas, you drive into the unknown. You start to cross the bridge, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
But the only way you can figure that part out, ladies and gentlemen, is if you actually start to put stuff in. And as you start to put stuff in, you build your confidence based on what you put in. Go to your job today, wherever you are. You may be sitting at your job right now. Okay, this is going to help somebody. You may be sitting at your job right now, and you're saying, how do I get that promotion? How am I going to get that raise, bump the promotion? The promotion comes with the money. I want the money. You may not be the person that's interested in actually being a supervisor of people. You want that money, right? So how am I going to get that extra money? You're going to get that extra money. And guys, here's the key. Okay, I'm going to give you guys the key that unlocks the box to confidence, okay? If you start setting yourself apart from everyone else, then that starts to unlock that box of confidence. And when you're different, we always say, guys, when you're the green sweater in a sea of red sweaters, guys, then you're standing out. You're standing out. And if you're standing out, then everybody can see you, right? So now that puts pressure on you, but the pressure grows you. And now your confidence starts to come into play, because to whom much is given, much is going to be required.
Absolutely.
And guys, this is the recipe that you have to put yourself. You have to put yourself in the fire. And I believe our over the last almost 5 years, probably more than that, because we really started before that, I just believe that we were able to set ourselves apart because we understood that it's warmer by the fire. And, you know, you're in the fire. People say, well, I don't want to get burnt because, you know, it's too hot in there. Well, after a while, you come like, you know, you become like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. After a while, you just don't burn up. You're not consumed by the fire. Well, why are you not consumed by the fire? You're not consumed by the fire because now you, when you get close enough to the fire and the fire gets hot, you become the fire. And a lot of people don't want to understand how that works. But when you have people, and I said at the beginning of the show, Pam, I said, when you feel like you don't have anything, you feel like you're inadequate, you feel as if, well, I don't have this, I don't have that. Some of you are saying, well, I don't need that stuff. Cool, great. You don't feel inadequate. Maybe I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking to a person right now that doesn't want to be around certain people because they may feel inferior. They may feel as if they don't fit in, maybe intellectually, maybe physically, whatever it is, right? But here's one thing I know about people that have achieved a level of success, and they've done it with a great foundation, and they've done it with and put the right stuff in place where the humility is still intact. Okay, one thing I know, because I know a few of those people, right? So if you are that person, then your every way is based on helping other people,
right?
Because God didn't give you what you have just for you.
Not for us.
So you're
right.
The person that is at a level higher than you is to help somebody, is to help pull somebody up. Your hands got to be up, right? To help pull somebody up. And how do you put your hands up? Through your actions, through your hunger, through your passion, through what you do. It's not about what you say. It's about what you do.
All day long.
And people that are successful, they know the difference. Trust me. Why do they know the difference? Because they did it before.
Right. Absolutely.
We did it. We know all of the right things to say.
Right. Know all the things to say.
Oh, yeah. Don't say that. The game. You got to look like you know, but you're not actually doing the work because the numbers never lie.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely. That's true.
So the confidence is going to come. Guys, hang around the people that are where you want to be, all right? And if you have the right mindset, if you have the right hunger and passion, guys, those two will get you in the door. If you have the right hunger and passion, people that are successful want you around them because you're hungry.
Right.
You want to learn.
Right.
And there's nothing more attractive to a person that has a level of success that you want to achieve than a hungry person.
That's true. That's true. And if there's no hunger, there's not going to be any success. And I mean, that's all good stuff. And all of that is going to help to create that the confidence, because without the hunger, that's what made me become more confident in myself, because I was hungry. I was starving. Okay. I was sick and tired of living behind the excuses that we allow ourselves to become. Okay. We create these excuses in our mind and we buy into the very lies that we begin to tell ourselves. So why not tell ourselves some good stuff, right? Some great things, right? To believe in. And so it wasn't until I got hungry and had to do something, you know, we're either moved by inspiration or desperation. So we were desperate in the situation, but I was desperate. I was desperate to literally figure out, okay, what is my purpose here on this earth? All right. I love being a wife. I love being a mother. I love being a daughter to my phenomenal parents. But God, I know. I used to tell myself, you didn't allow me to be a dumb kid. All right. I didn't have dumb parents. Okay. And so they gave me the best of the best, put me in the best of the schools. And so why am I feeling inadequate? You know, gave me everything. It made sure I grew up in the Word of God and everything. So I But yet I chose to not believe and to understand that I had greatness on the inside of me. That was a choice because it wasn't my situation, my circumstance, which a lot of times we can allow ourselves to become victims of those situations and those circumstances, not realizing that we still got the power to shift and to change that thing. It's all about, boom, no longer shift. Shift. And so that's what I had to do in my life. I had to say no longer shift. And you do have talent. You do have gifts. You do have a purpose. You can be confident if you choose to be confident and to stop believing the lies and to allow yourself to tell yourself and that you're buying into. And you're literally becoming. Because we truly become what we think about. We truly manifest the things in our life that we visualize for our life. And so I realized that I needed to think different, to believe different, to understand different, to focus, and to realize that every single promise is yes and amen. So therefore, it's my promise too. And that's how the confidence began to build in me, because I began to believe in me and to pour into me and to work on me in order to become and to continue to become, to continue to grow, to never feel like we've arrived, to always remain humble and to understand that we would not be where we are today had not God been on our side, giving him all the glory. You can't lose sight of that. And that's where that humility remains in place.
No, that's good. That's good. That's good. And that the belief is there. And that's a part of it, definitely. You aspire to move higher. And that's
right.
The aspiration, guys. And this thing really all boils down to, fam, it all boils down to transferable power. And that's really what personal development is when you look at it. When you're always looking to glean something from somebody that's at a higher level than you, that has a foundation that speaks to you.
Right.
That foundation has to speak to you. If it doesn't, then you're not equally yoked with that leader. Okay.
Right.
So here's the deal. Transferable power means you get it. We know that we get our ultimate power from the source, which is God. Okay. But the transferable power that we do, the personal development stuff, it's about, can you take that power, transfer it, guys, and use that power? We can go to all of the different motivational things that happen in the world. But if we leave that venue, and we never transfer that power into our own lives, from us, then we didn't assimilate the power.
Right.
Right. It didn't become ours. We left it in the building. It's kind of like, it's like church.
Motivation.
Right? It's like
motivation.
Church.
Last for a moment. Then
right.
It's done.
It's like church. Church is the body of Christ. Okay. Just you guys, so you guys know.
Not right? The building.
It's not the building.
And I'm telling you.
It's just a building. No.
Right.
Some people do not know that. I'm just gonna tell you. I don't talk to
we
enough people to know that they don't. They think that, because you know why
day.
I know people don't know it. We get a little religious on you guys. Tam and I studied about back and forth, so I'm just to tell you guys, we used to be deep, deep in it. So here's the thing: we still are deep, deep in it, but you know, it was
deep,
in the building.
Deep,
we were
deep,
in
deep,
the
deep,
core. So here's the thing: a lot of people will say, "I'm going
go
to church."
Okay.
I'm going. And they'll say these two in the same sentence: "I'm going to church," and you know, I serve an omnipresent God. So if he's omnipresent, why are you going to church to get him? Now, I'm not dogging church. Keep going to the building, because the church, the people, bring Jesus, God, into the church,
well, the
into the building.
When you leave the church at the church building, okay, the church is you. We
right.
are the church.
You leave the building,
okay.
And you take
so
the church out of the building.
Place.
Right.
Okay.
So I don't want to get
in
religion, but somebody broke their Bible out right now, and somebody like, let me tell what the pastor had said.
Every day. Right. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the assimilation of the power, guys, if you get the direct conduit, is your power comes from God. But guys, we have to fill ourselves, of course, with the word of God. But at the end of the day, guys, we also listen to things that we need to better ourselves in our business and our home life. Yeah, we got the Bible as the actual blueprint, right? Basic instructions before leaving earth. We have that. And so we look at it, and the Bible is a lot of different stories.
Right.
A lot of different things that happen to lead us and guide us into, okay, this is what you should do. This is probably what you should not do. It's like a good, juicy novel that you have to listen to and pay attention to, most importantly, the writing, right? And glean from the black writing, because it's going to help you move along, right? So life is the same way. The foundation has to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to get your confidence, you have to be able to transfer the power that you get into
right.
your own arsenal, into your own storehouse. So that means you have to have aptitude.
Right.
Right? So So if you, your aptitude kind of sucks, you have to figure out, how do I learn?
Right.
How do I learn? Do I learn by writing? Do I learn by hearing? Do I learn by seeing? However it is, once you figure it out, now you transfer that power in the way you need to learn it, and now you transfer it, and you take it as yours, and now you just assimilate the power, and now this is when the constant gradual uptake happens.
Right. Absolutely. And that's so true. So, you know, and we realize that and just begin to move in the confidence that you think you already have, and to grow and to become, and to pay attention to the instructions and the things that we should do, you know, because we already got it in order to be successful. So, so confidence is something that I definitely had to grow, you know, and even daily, because you have to understand that we're never going to arrive. So that's the reason why your growth has to be a daily thing. Every day you're getting up, you're doing something different in order to become a better person every day, you know. So if we stop growing, you know, then like right now, we're at a level in life where, you know, God has been able to bring us from way down to where we are today. But if we today to stop and to not do anything else to better ourselves, to grow, and we're going to find ourselves stuck in this position and probably find ourselves going backwards because of the decision that we decided to not grow and to continue to become even more confident in the things, the visions that God has given us, because we have not arrived yet. God has given us so many bigger visions as far as our life here, you know, on this earth, and the impact that we're making in order to move in his purpose and on his purpose. But if we choose to stop right here now, then we're going to find ourselves, you know, not growing.
But it doesn't happen until you get in alignment with God.
You got to get in alignment
with your assignment.
We talk too much sometimes. We want to talk all the time, and then we don't take the time to listen to what God is telling us to do. But we're very good at listening to what everybody else is telling us to do and to not do. But he's saying, hello, plug into me, take the time to slow down, listen. Don't worry about what's happening on the left. Don't worry about what's happening on the right. Don't worry about what's up, what's down. Just stay focused on what I need you to hear. And when you stay focused on what I need you to hear, shut up for a minute and listen, then I already gave you what you need in order to accomplish it.
But you get an alignment. Right. This alignment between you and God, then you get an alignment because now God can put you, mentally you're in the right space, spiritually you're in the right place. So now he needs to get you in alignment with the right people. And you can't have that discernment unless you're in alignment with him. So guys, we said this wasn't going to be a long show, man. This is the grind, the realest show ever, man. We're going to end the show. Thank all of our faithful listeners for being a part of the grind, man. We come on this show every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, guys, at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. I think I got that right. So, man, God bless you guys. Thank you for being a part of the grind today, man. We're not going to make it long. But stay confident in yourself. Yeah, man. Keep growing. Keep growing. Keep moving. And remember, if you don't grow, you is absolutely
not
going to
go.
Right?
You got
to go, man.
God bless you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
DJ Khaled. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I do is sweep, sweep, sweep. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them say that.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I never been defeated and I won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere, but they saying Luda's back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda Yak. Yeah. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down. Yeah. Go. My verse will still be serving, type like a million verses. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South champion. Cause all I